The text for our sermon is the Gospel for the seventh Sunday of Pentecost, Mark 6. He went away from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in a synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get all this? What is the wisdom given to him? What mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could do no mighty works there except that he laid his hands upon a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching." Here ends the text. Please be seated. They were astonished. And indeed, that is remarkable in itself. It indicates something about his message. We perhaps hear the message often and cease to be astonished, it would appear. But over and over in Mark's gospel, we have the language of amazement and astonishment. The response is either one of two things. Either it's the first step towards faith, or it turns into the scandal of offense. One way or the other, he gets a response. And you see, it probably marks the fact that his message is unique. It is different. It is quite a remarkable message. You notice how Mark says it is given to him. Perhaps a divine passive. That it is announcement that it has been given to him by his heavenly Father. It is indeed a godly revelation. It is something otherworldly. Perhaps the scandal is the fact that an otherworldly message comes to a man. Is this his divinity veiled in his humanity? They were astonished, but not only astonished, they took offense. He, on the other hand, taught and marveled. He taught that which had been given to him by the Father to teach, to reveal. And we notice that even after this, he continued to teach. But he marveled. Jesus is described only twice as having such marvel, and once it was for a man who had faith, the centurion. That's a blessed marvel, that he marveled that such a faith had been there found in the centurion. A place, I guess, it might not have been expected. And here, where it should have been expected, it was not. There's nothing so grievous as unbelief. And lest we ever come to the point of ceasing to marvel or even be astonished by his message, the warning comes to us. Never cease to be astonished in the way that we are meant to be astonished. This is from God himself, the message of his promise. But even when the language of that becomes so familiar and we seem to know it so well, there's always that reticence, that hesitance, that way that we always need to, as it were, take away or add to the message that is there. For us, maybe the astonishment is in that way. How dare he say that to us? Certainly, we ought to hear this as well, that in addition. Or how dare he say that? Surely that's saying too much. Surely it can't be that full, that complete, that utter. You see, we examine God's message often by our own. Ours is so partial. Ours is so measurable. Ours is so unfull. But when it comes from God, it is full, it is complete, it is the other gift of God. It is the fullness of his gift. May he marvel at our response, the marvel of hearing our response of faith, our rejoicing, our delighting. You see, his gift here is for us to hear about the people that he addressed then, to hear the word of warning, but also the fact that he was still able to heal the sick. We who find ourselves in one way or another in that illness, that sickness, as it is described in the Psalmist 103, that our sin is a mark of our sickness and the sickness is a mark of our sin. In that place, he comes with the same message, the message that is there to astound us. It is the simple message that is announced in all the other lessons of this day. The message of God's promise to the baptism, the water of life. The message of God's promise for us. We are saved, we are gifted by his message and by himself. We are his children. He has given to us a different response, not the one of scandal, but the one of rejoicing. That we delight in, that we rejoice in, that is his gift to us. That not all people respond in unbelief, that we are not counted amongst those who find it a scandal. That is his message and his gift to us on this day, and we delight and rejoice in it.